God bless you. Prophet Elijah, we have Prophetess Camilla Clark, who's done the seat of 142.
How are you? Where are you located?
I'm in New Jersey.
I was feeling that north. God is getting ready to do a miracle for you. And I don't know what you've been dealing with. And I don't know what you've been going through. But God said that he's about to break this stronghold that's been over your life. You've been looking not only for some direction on where to go and how to go about certain things, because there's been some individuals that tried to rise up against you. But God began to show me that he's getting ready to settle something even with me emotionally. You're getting ready to see a miracle like never before, from even 2006. God said, not only is that, but there's a new house that's getting ready to come into your hand. I don't know what's going on with the moving thing or whenever you're going to move, but God said that there's some things, the property he's getting ready to release for you. Even some things dealing with family. You're going to see a miracle that you've been looking for and the healing that's going to happen in your body. God said that although it seems like things have been held up, and they couldn't go through, and it seems like that everything you tried to do, everything you tried to push through to do, wouldn't go through. But God said tonight that the anointing is going to begin to break that yoke and that bondage that's been over your life. I don't know if I've ever talked to you before.
No.
But I said, I don't know if I'm on or if I'm speaking right, if I'm speaking to the right person.
You are so on right now.
But God just showed me that there's a miracle that he's placing over your life. You have siblings.
Yes.
You have a brother, because I see God getting ready to do some things for family members.
Yes, I have one brother.
One, okay. It's that brother. I don't know what he's been going through or what's going on with him.
Yes, he has. He's actually going through a divorce right now.
I was about to say God's getting ready to do some things with him, even with the children, and some things with his moving and how he wants to begin to. Jesus. He doesn't need to make this move to this other state. He's going to try to move far, far away. I almost thought about Texas. But that isn't the move for him. My God, when you stepped out with that seed tonight, you changed not only your life, but you changed some of your family. Because they needed a miracle. You watch God do a miracle for you by September the 12th. Mark my words.
Amen.
By September the 12th, you're going to see God release his miracle over your house, over your household, like never before. Bishop, I don't know if you have anything to say to her. I hope I was speaking right to you.
Wow. Was your brother considering making a move, Prophetess Camilla?
He was considering one, yes.
Well, as the prophet has spoken the word tonight, God is going to bring peace in his mind. And there has been a lot of things happening in your brother's mind. But I saw God bringing him into a time of restoration where God is going to begin to bring peace to his heart, peace to his soul. And you tell him to lift up his head. And you tell him that all is not lost. And you tell him that the Lord loves him.
Yeah.
And that the Lord has not forgotten him. I want to thank you, woman of God, for moving in faith this evening. And you prepare yourself, because you're in a season of a birthing. You're in a season of new beginnings. And it seems as if, woman of God, the Lord said he's working even in your lower extremities. For the Lord says that he's preparing thine womb. He's preparing thine body. Because I see children around you. So prepare for this next season that you're about to walk into. Because you're going to come into something that is going to be big and something that is going to bless you and bring great increase. There's an idea that's going to cause you to prosper. Business. God says don't put the business plan to the side. Because God says you will have a successful business and he will bless the works of your hands. And that is the word of the Lord. I want to thank you, woman of God, for being obedient and listening to the prophet. Are you looking for to start? Have you started looking for the house as of yet, you and your husband?
We actually weren't looking at houses. We were looking at apartments. So we will start looking towards the house.
Yeah, start looking for the house the house is going to be good because it's going to do something for you. Now, it seems as if, within the next 3 months, it's like I'm getting nauseous and I'm seeing you being nauseous in the next 3 months. And it's going to have something to do with pregnancy because I'm seeing that and I'm feeling that. As I'm speaking to you, it just came over me. So be ready for that. And it's going to be good that you have the house and prepare the house because when you give birth, you need to be in your own house.
Okay, amen.
It's going to begin to set up something. Prophet Elijah, you have anything else to say to this woman of God that moved in faith? The first person to move in faith tonight.
I just wanted to make sure. I like to ask him. I usually like to ask every individual if I was speaking on with them.
You were right on, Prophet Elijah. Everything you said has been on my heart. And we were actually looking to move by September 15th, and you said God would do something by September 12th. So I'm just so excited about what God has in store for my husband and I.
Hallelujah.
Well, I just want to make sure, because I don't want other individuals on the line just to think that, you know, I'm just talking or, you know, I say the same thing every time. I don't even know if I've ever spoken to you before.
Hallelujah.
No, this is their first time speaking to me.
But you're going to get ready because you're going to see that miracle happen for you.
Yes.
You're going to see that blessing. Bishop, I don't know if you have anything else to say or prophets to share, but that's what I had to say to her, and that's what I saw for her. It's that miracle.
To God be the glory. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing the seed of the 142. Get ready because you're going to start signing contracts. God says the deal has already been set, and God says approval at the bank. Approval at the banks. God bless you, woman of God, and thank you for moving in faith.
This is Prophetess Camilla Clark calling from New Jersey. Team of Prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Camilla Clark?
Hello.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's instilled greatness in you. God is saying that he's going to bring this forth. I see you, I don't know, because I see like a camera and I see pictures and I hear God saying that there's a new adventure for you because I see you traveling and I see you taking many pictures and I see you, or I hear God saying that you're going to win some type of award for the pictures that you take. But God is saying that he's going to allow you to see things differently in this season. And I hear God saying that this traveling and things are a way of not escape, but a way for you to go out and experience some things because you're going to hear God like never before as you do these things. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. I just hear God saying things are turning around, turning around, turning around on your behalf. I saw you turn it around 3 times, and I just see things beginning to shift and change in the heavens and so above, so below. God said this is a season that he's bringing forth a greater awareness to you. I see God touching a relationship. I see God moving in the area of business for you as far as with your finances and your own business. and God is raising you up. He's bringing forth clarity and understanding so that you will begin to move forward with the people that you're going to connect with. There's new connections coming, and God says you're going to know them, and you'll discern them by the Spirit, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess Camilla Clark. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, He's causing you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. And wisdom is your portion, woman of God. For I heard God said, this is the seed, and a wise woman builds her house. And Father God says He's giving you the wisdom to build your house. And I hear Father God saying, you're going to begin to bring other women into your presence. I don't know if you wanted to do this. I see the home. And I see you just having meetings in your home. Just, I don't know if it's a you want to do a book meeting or what this is, where you want to have the book parties and things of that nature. Yet I hear Father God saying you're going to be ministering to younger women with some of your experience and some of what you've been through. And I hear Father God saying each one teach one, each one reach one. And Father God says you're going to reach many and you're going to be able to share with many. And Father God said it's going to bring prosperity to your home and your life. Father God says you shall add to your household and build your household. And that is the word of the Lord. Amen. And Prophetess Camilla, I was about to close your line, but I've been hearing this all night. I don't know what it would take, but I heard for some reason you're supposed to sow the 342. What does the 342 mean to you, woman of God? What does that number mean to you?
342? I'm not sure at the moment.
Amen. Write that number down. I don't know if you would, I don't know, I know that's a stretching seed for you right now, but I heard Father God say, you would add 200 to that. I see Father God doing something, and I know you testified. I believe you testified the other night. Area code 646712, we see your call coming through. You testified the other night about a new car, but I feel God saying an upgrade. Did you get the car you wanted to get, or you just settled for something that you could get?
Oh, no, I got... I actually wanted, there were two cars, two vehicles that I wanted, and the first one I got was one that I did want, yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know what car you got, but why am I looking at a blue or black SUV? And I almost want to say it's a Mercedes. What is this about a Mercedes SUV?
That was one of the vehicles that I was looking at.
Okay. Now, what vehicle did you get?
I have a Honda Accord right now.
Okay. Did you have a desire for a blue or black SUV Mercedes?
Not at the time that I was looking.
Okay. Is this a vehicle that you're attracted to?
Yes.
Okay. Father God says go back and entertain it because what you're praying for is praying for you. How it's going to come about, I don't know. But I do know there that you're going to have a testimony concerning it. So whatever it's going to take you, I would say get that seed in tonight.
Okay.
Go back to the car dealership.
Amen.
I don't know with that. All I know is there is a car dealership with that vehicle waiting for you. And the same car note, I don't know what car note you're paying for. You said it's a Honda?
Yes, it's a Honda Accord.
I don't know what car note you're paying for the Honda Accord, but it's going to be the same or less for the Mercedes SUV. And
Amen. That's
the word. Right? So just go get your car, and you'll be calling back with your testimony. I hear before October, November, you'll be in your vehicle if you walk out in obedience concerning the word of the Lord.